My name is Marilyn Jasper, and I'm with Clover Valley Foundation. We're trying to save Clover Valley because it is the last pristine place in the foothills. If you can imagine 2 miles long, about a half a mile to a mile wide, with a creek running down the center, the slopes are 300 feet high in elevation. It's got a sense of place that's like no other, and it's in the foothills in Placer County, southwestern Placer County, in the city of Rockland. It's got wetlands, 28,000 trees, perennial creek, wildlife, 33 prehistoric sites, all eligible for national registry. It's a little Shangri-La, a little oasis, right in the foothills, surrounded by sprawl. And we have been working to save it for over 6 years, and we're coming into the home stretch right now. We are waiting for the release of the final environmental impact report. When that happens, we will comment and speak at public hearings. We wait until it is certified, and then unfortunately, if it isn't improved a great deal, litigation is our last step, and so right now we are fundraising for that. If it had just the creek, we would be concerned with the proposed development. Did I mention the proposal? It was 900 homes that they want to put in, and then they've reduced it to 500, but the sewer line will accommodate 1,000. So even if it had just the creek, we would be concerned. How people can help on this or work together is vital. The collaboration, the cooperation for everybody working together is what will save it. I don't think just one entity, one agency can do it on their own. Getting that collaboration, getting all those groups to come together, that's going to be the tough part. Conservation to me means saving those special places, conserving them, preserving them, protecting them. The special places should be conserved forever for generations.